Didn't bother me at first, but when I got home that night, I had a hard time falling asleep. I was wound up.
Just like John said, I think we were all just in the right place, right time, right education for all of it. He was at Sanford while I was still working there, and I checked up on him every day, and he's extended his gratefulness to all three of us multiple times, and he's very thankful that he's alive. He's got three kids himself.
Wow.
And he's happy that he can see every day. He said he is going to change his life around because of all of this.
Like everybody else said, right time, right place, right time. I was coming back from a tow call, actually dropping off a vehicle in Fargo, and just happened to come across it and spun around at, saw it at Cuba, turned around a peak and came back, and I had equipment off of my truck to help assist, and John got there with a telehandler, which would have been a safer option for getting him out.
Kind of a little payloader type system.
Telehandler.
It's a telehandler with the forks go in and out on it. So I just thought if that was me under there, I want out of there. The look.
It looked a little uncomfortable.
He was, yeah, I don't know if you could squeeze your finger hard enough to make it the color purple that guy was.